and I've hurt myself.
Something brutal is happening on Twitter this week, guys. This is important because there are a lot of men like the way he describes himself. You know, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. I only browse it at times. I am not an active poster, but I check it out to keep my ear to the streets. So this guy, Homex, you are going to remember him from YouTube if you are not active on X. He's a dating coach / red pill YouTuber. Was making videos explaining hypergamy, making drawings to use as visuals. I personally didn't follow him too much since his content was really, you know, basics for the average Joe to understand. And then I didn't agree with other stuff. So I didn't watch him too much, but Twitter algorithm would show me his tweets. When I saw a post of his, not even a post of his, a post screenshotting him going viral, I had to make this video. Like, so many people were sharing it to attack him brutally and viciously. Guys, remember what I told you 2 years ago. You can never show your weakness in real life. And kinda online as well. Now people are clowning him, even though it takes guts to share your weaknesses and struggles. This is why you should never do it, guys. People are gonna attack you like piranhas. But let me read what he wrote there. He says, "It is way too late for me to have a real life. I am not getting married. I am not ever having a real relationship. I am never going to build a house or buy one and make it the way I like it. I don't have the time or energy for any of that. I am an adult adolescent until that now. I got no chance to start any sort of a life that makes sense. You know, I am 40, right? I am not in great health from stress issues stemming from the pandemic. And I can't handle 100% of my own needs, never mind the family. Sure, there is a lot that I can contribute to the world, but I am not going to get much back for it. No matter how much money I get, there isn't much I can do with it. Maybe get a nice place to live or a car, but not a real life." This feeling is a lot more common than people realize. Even the mainstream media is talking about it now. Fox News was crashing out about it the other day. It's been increasing in the recent years, especially with Gen Z. I mean, for a lot of guys, a lot of men like him, the juice is just not worth the squeeze anymore.
Leave it to Gen Z to rebrand laziness and social awkwardness as something cutesy, like a stay-at-home son. They did much the same thing with quiet quitting, where you can go to work and do less, and if you call it quiet quitting, it's somehow better. But Laura, I gotta tell you, this is also a big problem when it comes to, I think, declining birth rates, people not getting married and having children. You know, that's a big problem. They blame it on women. Well, look at what young women have to choose from. The pickings are slim.
I love how they were crashing out. It is a major, major problem. No, 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 no. You can't do this. You can't just order DoorDash and enjoy your life. You are supposed to work. Work more for less and beta bucks. You are just a man, baby. It is not a real life. That is the mindset they drill into people's minds. But even men that work, many men that work are in this situation where they struggle to meet even their own needs, let alone a family. Now, a lot of people on Twitter were ganging up on Homex. It was actually brutal, guys. Like, of course, a lot of sympathy and support too since it went viral, but it really does show you people's face, real face. Some women were saying, oh, what a weakling. The dude couldn't even handle the stress. He couldn't go to restaurants and bars for 2 months during the pandemic, during the lockdowns, and now he has got stress issues. What a weak person. He's just an anxious baby. Dude, you don't know what he's going through, what he might have. Attacking him for that is just low, bro. That's a low blow. I mean, I don't agree with Homex on a lot of stuff, and I mean a lot of stuff, but they were calling him a loser, a pathetic loser. Some were saying, oh, I kind of lost respect for you, just because he shared his struggles. And I gotta admit, guys, I also assumed that he would be younger than 40. I assumed he would be in his early 20s. Didn't expect him to be 40 at all. I thought he was, 21, 22, who just figured out hypergamy, and now he's explaining it to the average on the street. Brutal stuff, bro. Just brutal. People are ruthless. Even online, they will attack you like piranhas if they get so much as a drop of blood. And mind you, this is his crowd. He's getting these reactions from white nationalist right-wing people. You guys should really watch that video I made nearly 2 years ago. This is a prime example of that. His post itself got only 800 views, but people replying to it got millions. That is why people lie and portray themselves as someone else. That is why you see those manosphere figures, content creators, who don't show their faces, who won't share any actual receipts, but they are gonna say stuff like, oh, bro, I have 700 body count. I am like 7 or 8. Just trust. But they won't even show their own faces or share any real weakness because they know. They know how they would get attacked, just like whole Matt was. And I don't agree with him. He doesn't have a real life cause. He doesn't have a partner, a child, a family. Guys, don't think that you can only have a real life with a woman, with family. Shaming culture is what leads to this. That is why people are clowning and bullying him. That same mindset. No, you can have a real life without women. And on top of that, now he has got some money too, a big YouTube channel, a dating coach. I mean, still, there is some money coming in too. He fails to realize that it is his right-wing echo chamber, which is often misandrist, that echo chamber that is making him believe that he can't have a real life, a life that makes sense. No, you can have a life that makes sense. Does only a life with a woman in a big house make sense? Now, you can say, rehab, stop coping, dude, you know, because I know there will be people saying that. Rehab, having children, reproducing is the only non-subjective meaning of life. Any other purpose or meaning is subjective. Bro, if passing your genes on is so important, you can find some surrogate mother, if he means it like that, from that point of view. But a lot of things in life are subjective. Meaning to life is subjective. Forcing relationships, forcing stuff desperately, just to make it make sense, make your life mean something is why a lot of people are in shitty marriages. Marriages they are not happy in. Having children they don't want. The people who force it just to make it make sense, to give their life a meaning, are losing too. Like Nobra, breathing, survival. Everything else is subjective.
Working your whole goddamn life, having nothing to show for it. You still think there's good and bad, right and wrong? There ain't. There's just this. Survival.
His mindset is actually what is harming a lot of men. A lot of men who are not as fortunate as him. But of course, he can't realize that because he's knee-deep in it himself. This misandrist idea disguised as masculinity and being a man. And the reason why it got so much attention, people attacking him, is because it kind of looks like a self-expose. When you lecture men on masculinity and being a real man, and then you are going to call yourself a permanent child who will never have a real life. They are attacking him in a distasteful manner because there is the circles you are in, bro. From the perspective of people you are associated with, you pander to on Twitter 24/7, that makes you a pitiful loser. I don't see you that way, but I am just telling you why you were blindsided by your own. People sadly expect someone who is successful. When you reveal that you couldn't find a job in your field for years after graduation, you can't buy a house at age 40, they just jump to conclusion that if he hasn't done it himself, he can't give advice. Sadly and unfortunately, people are like that. I would know. I would know. The same low IQ logic I have witnessed myself. Oh, women don't love you like that, Rehab. You ain't no chat. Therefore, you can't know what attracts women. Oh, Rehab, you know, bro, how can you know what attracts women when you can't attract women yourself? And a lot of people were attacking him for his age as well. I mean, age 40 makes it more likely that he won't have children, that is true. But that doesn't mean that he can't have a life that makes sense. Chances are, I also won't have no children when I get to 40. But I would rather be that way and indulge in my hobbies and chill. I don't live in a big mansion. I live in an apartment. Now, this guy is lucky. He found money by becoming a dating coach, self-improvement content creator. But turns out, he did struggle before. A dude says, if it is not too personal, what field were you in where being a white man resulted in such ruthless discrimination? I know the discrimination is pretty universal, but I know it is much worse in some places than others. Maybe academia. I followed the follow your dreams advice, and so I majored in communications so I could work in the media. I was trying to choose between communications, math, and computer science, and I picked the passion because a lot of people gave me that advice. When I got into the job market, I started noticing that every job I got was given to a brown woman with less experience than me. A few years later, people started telling me we just don't need any more white guys. So sadly, he chose a wrong career path. It happens. He goes to college, but for a wrong degree. Less useful degree. Can't find a job. Or he gets fired, replaced. It happens, guys. Indeed, he should have chosen computer science. Especially considering that he's 40. If he had chosen computer science, it would have been great timing. Because back then, in that time, in his time, NPCs who had no interest in computers didn't choose computer science just because it is in STEM. Just to find a job. Computer science has become what business administration was back then. Now, these days, people choose IT just to have a job after graduation. Sadly, a lot of people go to college just for the title of going to college. I mean, I am in favor of going to college, but only if it is for a useful degree. Or you have a solid plan. Solid plan about what you are going to do with it after. But you have so many kids these days, they are thinking like they are done in life. If they make one mistake, if they start college at 22, 23, and not 18. Bro, you gotta be elastic in life. College ain't the only path in life to do what you wanna do, to do what you are good at. Life is always gonna throw you curveballs like that. Always. It is unfortunate that his parents didn't tell him to get into computer science back then, because there was so little supply. He would basically have zero competition. It was 2 decades ago. This is not something that I blame him, but there is other stuff that he needs to be called out, where he's coping. He says that, oh, it was because of the exclusion of white people from all areas of life. He was saying something like that too. This is where, you know, he's coping. I will try to find that comment too. He was saying something like, oh, exclusion of white people from all areas of life. That is why I am like this. No, bro. He might have gotten told that we don't accept white guys here. Maybe once or twice, but being white is not the reason he couldn't find work for years after graduation. Or the reason why he got fired from the ones he could get, even though he was good. Expecting me to believe that is like expecting me to believe being attractive is why one cannot find a partner. Oh bro, I am just too attractive, too hot for girls. She told me that I am too good looking and made her insecure. Maybe once you got told that, but if you can't find a girlfriend in years, being attractive is not why. First of all, companies often are not going to do that, are not going to say it to your face. When companies run that policy, which sometimes they do, some indeed do, but they won't say it out loud. Nobody want to get hit with accusations and lawsuits. They will do it low-key. For example, there was a job posting from an American company. Their employee was being careless and posted the internal position description without checking the content. Literal copy and paste, and it got exposed. The company apologized later on and stuff. I will try to find that posting, but even if I can't, the point is this. It always happens like that. It is going to be known internally, but they won't voice it. I wonder what kind of unprofessional businesses and places, positions he applied to, where he got told, we don't hire white people here, to his face until he just gave up. Like, there are a lot of countless reasons not to be a VG. I see the points, valid points, but to say, oh, I couldn't get a job for things I was good at, and the ones I could get fired me because I am white. That is such a cop. Like, I get it. There are many reasons these days why wage slaving is less appealing. Men indeed do get the short end of the stick. There are a lot more male needs than before. Men live with their parents more than women. Stay-at-home son epidemic. House prices going up. Finding a partner for young men getting more difficult. I get it, man. But he talks like none of those struggles apply to non-white men. The culprit is the modernization and globalization, not you being white. This was always gonna happen with tech. Tech, globalization, and modernization. Always gonna happen. Easier mobility of workers and people in general. Women participating in the workforce. And in the post-industrial era we live in, there's less emphasis on physical labor and more on the desk, computer, blue-collar jobs that women can do as well. The squeeze of desk jobs, positions, will always gonna happen. It was inevitable. The only thing you can do is to adjust, adapt. This is especially true in the blue-collar jobs that don't require physical power. He's misguided to think that he had to live that life because of ethnic people. Rather, it is the globalization and the technology. Now, they don't even need to bring immigrants to the West to ship out your job, thanks to technology. Then there's AI. That is even worse than offshore workers. A lot of positions will be going their own way. We'll be watching Hammerhand videos because of AI. Then there is its impact on dating. Like, the culprit isn't some ethnic dude who's even less fortunate than you. A lot of graphic designers will be going MTAV because of AI. The sheer speed of AI improvements is drastically reshaping the entire economical and social landscape. You can only adapt. That is the only thing you can do.
Never get up, guys. Anything is possible.
And you also gotta realize that globalization and tech can be an advantage if you can make use of it. It doesn't have to be a negative for you. For the most, for the average guy, it is gonna be that way. But it doesn't have to be you. It took him too long to realize this, but now he does. Now he's selling dating coaching courses, self-improvement lessons online to men even on the other side of the world. Then there's men going to other countries, geomaxing. It doesn't have to be a negative, bro. Oh, it was because of the exclusion of white people from all areas of life. These guys are just like those insufferable woke groups that will blame everything on their background. And I know some people are going to be like, oh, bro, yeah, Europe is different. But I still have more experience. From my experience, that is not true at all. I mean, we worked with American companies all the time. That is why I'm curious what he looks like. That he blames being white for it, because otherwise the truth would be more painful. Or they told to my face that it was the reason. I wonder what kind of unserious businesses he applied to. If you want to hire some specific background, you never say it out loud. Never. Okay, my field is different. It ain't media. Maybe in media it is different, but I still don't buy that. Oh, I got fired because I was white. Oh, I graduated. I couldn't keep a job or find one for years, even though I am good, only because I am white. I don't buy that. There is some stuff he's not letting on. 100%. Some truth he's not letting on. What kind of places he applied to? How many places he applied to before calling it quits? What did he do? What did he say? What does he look like in the face, craniofacial structure-wise? Because getting told, oh, we don't hire white guys, is also a sign. I am telling you, there is even more stuff. Because the 8 out of 10 don't get told that.
So I was here when I was young, and then I put in effort, and everything changed, and then, you know, time.
I doubt the accuracy of the statement. I don't know what he looks like. Considering he's 40, he might have gotten some interest back in the day, before online dating existed. But you don't get to an 8 from 4 just by hitting the gym. Unless you are genuinely obese and hiding a great face under fat. But I really doubt this is the case. Because the 8 out of 10 don't get told, oh, we don't hire white men. It's just, it was a different dating life back then, when he was in the dating market. Online dating just completely reshaped that landscape. Completely.
As always, I will let women speak for themselves.
Anyone out there attempting to woo a woman, I'm gonna show you a secret move. This is a move nobody's talking about, but I know for a fact all women want. You see this? All we want in the depths of our heart is for somebody to do this.
Includes things like, I'm better than others, I always get what I want, and no one better mess with me. Women want to be with men who shouldn't be messed with. Ignore that for now. So when she says this...
This moment has yet to happen to me organically, but God, I long for it. What even is the point of romance if a man cannot slightly tilt my chin up with a sword?
What she means is, be strong, prove it, and then let me get behind you.
You never look at what people say, but what they do. This is such a fundamental mistake, guys. You always judge people based on their actual preferences, not stated preferences. They are gonna say a lot of stuff on camera. You gotta look at what they do. This is the fundamental weakness. It is their actions that you gotta show. their actions behind closed doors, when they think they are not being watched. That is why those experiments, Tinder, online dating experiments, hold more weight, because they show their preferences behind closed doors, not what they say on camera. Oh, the sword, the dark triad. That stuff works against you when you ain't got the looks to back it up. Back that confidence and psychopathy up. That stuff gotta be natural. So in reality, it is not the confidence, psychopathy, and carelessness that women are attracted to. They are attracted to traits that naturally causes men to get away with being careless, being psychopath. Otherwise, you'll just get labeled as overconfident.
This moment has yet to happen to me organically, but God, I long for it organically.
So I did not know at the time that the FBI, the DEA, the ATF, Stockton Gang Task Force, number of the alphabets, had been investigating us.
Mm-hmm. Your family?
Or you? Well, me and my homies.
Right.
What were you doing? Petty crimes?
This is everything that overcomes limitations here. She'll tell you herself.
Short man, tall. When a guy's short, but like, no, he's not. It doesn't even matter. How do you achieve this phenomenon? It's the opposite of a Napoleon complex. It's actually really simple. You just have to own it. Short man tall doesn't give a fuck that he's short. It's never stopped him a day in his life. It never will. He's comfortable in his skin and he will hit on you. And you will think about it.
So there you go. You cannot change what they want, but you can become it.
Except the evidence doesn't see it that way. You never look at what they say on camera. Oh, short tall man. If you are confident, you can be a short man who is tall. No, you cannot. That is not how it works. That is not the reality. You can overcome the shortcomings in your looks, not by being alpha, you know, being masculine, being comfortable in your own skin, not by all that mumbo jumbo, but by looks maxing. That is how. And even that has a limitation depending on your genetic ceiling. Guys, this is a thinking system that you will see often with, oh, it's about status and money people. And the reason is this. This is another thing he got wrong. Oh, men rate themselves accurately. Women do not. That is not true at all. Statistically incorrect. Oh, the 6 out of 10 male looks in the mirror and sees the 6. No.
Scale of 1 to 10.
A fat fucking 10.
He shows that clip of obese woman on whatever podcast calling herself a 10. When in reality, women's ratings, self-ratings, are closer to what the opposite gender rates them than men's self-ratings compared to what women rate them. Both genders overrate their own faces, but women's self-rating is actually a lot closer to their ratings given by the opposite gender in the dating market. Men overrate not only their own looks, but women's as well. It is men that convince women like her to think that he's a 10. It is men who overrate women. There is a major gap between what men rate themselves facially and what women rate men's faces. A very stark difference. Most men are like, oh, bro, I am like a 7 or an 8 or something like that. The woofy doofy thinks like that. Oh, bro, I am like a 7 or an 8 or something like that. They overrate the hell out of their faces. Since they hit the gym, they overrate that one as well, of course, not realizing that it is about face. Meanwhile, women consider 80% of men to be below 5 out of 10. What they do is they go hit the gym and they think to themselves, men think to themselves, I have a face that is 7 out of 10 or something like that. Then I am rotting at the gym 8 hours a day. That makes me 8 out of 10. But in real life, despite being an 8 out of 10, women still don't really show me love like that. This is the proof that it is about money and status. It is those that make men 8 out of 10. When their looks was always seen as 4 out of 10 by women. There's a gap, a disconnection. That gap is the reason why so many manosphere content creators overrate the importance of gym, money, and status and underrate the importance of face. That is the reason. If you were really an 8, you wouldn't hear those words. Oh, we don't hire white guys. Legit 8s, bona fide 8s, don't get told that. I don't know what he looks like facially, but it all adds up, guys. It all adds up. Overly interested in politics. Believes it's because he's white that he couldn't find a job in his field for years. It all points to him, in fact, not being an 8 out of 10. That is why I believe there is even more stuff that he doesn't let on.
Like, I really want to hear everybody's mindset when it comes to this. But last night I was at dinner with my girlfriend and we were talking about the fact that there are just not enough attractive men out there. And there are so many hot women. And I was thinking about it and I was like, you know what? Even if I were to walk down the street right now, I could guarantee you in the span of a few blocks, I would see a handful of gorgeous women. Women with style, women with poise, women who are just conventionally attractive. And I might see one attractive man, and that's on a good day. And even more so, I have a guy friend and we were getting dinner the other weekend and we're both in our dating phases and we were talking about how like god awful it is out here and we exchanged our Hinges. Like I saw his guy view of Hinge and he saw mine. And I was gobsmacked because every single girl that came up was pretty, was cute, was downright hot. And he gave me back my phone and he was like, Kimmy, I'm so sorry.
I mean, as much as I sympathize with his situation and the challenges he faces in life, you gotta admit there's some irony here. Attacking other people who were born less fortunate than him, or they are just leeches with victim mentality, eternal victims. Says the guy who believes he was a failure because of his background. You gotta admit, there is some irony there. Calling people who attack and clown him psychopaths with no empathy. Call out their just word fallacy when he constantly does it to people less fortunate than himself. Or the condescending tone of, oh, it won't happen until you decide to make it happen. Until you decide to man up and drop that victim mentality. But when it comes to himself, after I made a mistake on Twitter and revealed more about himself, than he should have. Oh, psychopaths with no empathy resorting to just word fallacy. You just don't get it because of the just word fallacy. I mean, as much as I sympathize with the challenges he faced, I gotta call out this hypocrisy as well. But to wrap up this video, guys, the important takeaways from the fable of Hormat. I didn't tell you the fable of Hormat for nothing. This video is about you. You never show weakness to people in real life. But ideally online too, if your online person is about building a business brand. And two, you gotta be elastic in life. Life is always gonna throw you curveballs. It is about making the best out of a situation. If you wanna blame being white, ethnic, orange, yellow, whatever, and just call it quits because of that, you gotta decide if it is a life you wanna live. Just remember, you might not get as lucky as him going big on social media. If you want to blame being white, being ethnic, and want to go that way and cope on Twitter 24/7, it is still a life. But is it a life you would want? I would advise against that, but only you can decide that. Don't be a free agent in life.